You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to the National Manager of Marketing and Communications for the New Zealand Blood Service, Oscar Burge, about the recent changes that have been made to the criteria for plasma donation. There have been a significant increase in the need for plasma to help those with compromised immunity. So the Blood Service is reaching out to encourage people to donate plasma. Here is Oscar speaking on the criteria changes and how you can get involved in donating plasma. What changes have been made to plasma donation criteria?
So New Zealand Blood Service, we've just recently made some very important changes actually to the height and weight criteria for donating plasma and also the booking process. So the changes now mean that anyone can donate plasma if they weigh over 50 kilos or more, or over 150 centimetres or taller and meet the donor eligibility criteria.
So is that a lower criteria than it has been previously? It makes it easier for more people to donate blood?
Yes, so the criteria changes now make it much easier for easier and available to more people to donate plasma. And that's because previously we did have height and weight criteria, which meant that a lot of, I guess, if you were especially females, didn't quite meet the criteria, whereas now because we have a very high need for plasma, we've reviewed the criteria and we've actually opened it up so that more people can now donate.
So why is there a need for plasma right now?
Yeah, so plasma can be made up to 11 different blood products, and what we have seen is a increase in the need and demand of over 12% every single year. Now this is because plasma helps people with, for example, autoimmune disorders who don't have effectively immunity themselves, and by having a regular transfusion of plasma product, it means they can actually live a normal life like you and I. When they have these transfusions, it's often regular and it's often lifelong, and that's why the demand is increasing.
What is the process of donating plasma? How do you sign up and get involved?
Yep, so we'd love people to go onto our website and check the blood donor eligibility quiz. So go to that quiz, and then if you are eligible to give plasma and you are between 18 to 60 years old as well, what you can do is sign up using our booking form online, and then one of our team will give you a call to find a place for you to be able to donate that plasma. You can donate plasma at one of our 9 donor centres around the country, and we've got a few mobile plasma locations in Auckland currently, and we're looking to roll that out over the nation over the next coming year. And when you come in to donate, it's very similar to a regular blood donation, so you'll be asked to fill out a health questionnaire, have a confidential interview with one of our nurses, and then pop onto one of our comfortable beds, and with plasma, you'll have the needle in the arm, but there'll be a little machine next to you which actually will take your blood, spin it next to you, and will actually extract the plasma out of your body and then return your red cells to you. So it's quite a very interesting process. That repeats a couple of times until we've collected the right amount of plasma, and then you can have a cup of tea and a biscuit and relax, and the whole process should take just under an hour and a half from the time you walk in to when you walk out.
So you get to watch it next to you, sort of moving around and taking things out and putting it back into you?
Yeah, so there's a mini centrifuge in the machine. You can't quite see inside it, but you will see the plasma separation and fill up the bag. So it's a liquid gold colour for the plasma, and then the red cells return to you, which is also why a lot of donors say they don't feel as tired afterwards, because obviously you get all your iron and red stuff back.
Wow. And then so finally, why is it important that New Zealanders donate blood and plasma?
Look, it's so important because there is no substitute for blood, and the only way we can have that blood available in the hospitals for people need it is thanks to voluntary, generous blood donors around New Zealand. Red blood cells only last 35 days, and as I mentioned, the demand and need for plasma is ever increasing, so we're really looking for more people to become blood and plasma donors specifically, and so we'd really encourage people to check out our website, see if they're eligible, give us a call on our 0800 number if you've got any questions, and we'd love to see people donating.
That was Asuka Burge from the New Zealand Blood Service speaking about donating plasma and the change in criteria for plasma donation, which opens up the opportunity to so many more people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.